the Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Tuesday today. It's day two. I'm so confused. The confirmation hearings. Well, I know many of you have been dipping in and out, and we appreciate you giving us a little chance, you know, for commentary, punditry, if you will, calling out the victims on the right. Well, calling you out as well. Dial us up 844-967-2789. I'm also calling out Senator Lindsey O'Graham. And Vance Brent, I'd like to go back there. The man damn near got the vapors today in the chambers before he stormed off, you know, took his pearls, clutched them, and went home. I know we played Cut 45 prior, but I want to repeat it because, you know, I just gave a little emphasis to Lindsey Graham asking her, you know, how religious are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Cut 45, please.
Do you attend church regularly?
Well, Senator, I am reluctant to talk about my faith in this way just because I want to be mindful of the need for the public to have confidence in my ability to separate out my personal views.
Now, Lindsey Graham went on, and we know he asked her many questions about her religion just to stick it to her like Feinstein did way back to Barrett when she was on the appellate court. More questions from Lindsey Graham, these about her defense of Guantanamo prisoners, Cut 46.
Did you support then the idea that indefinite detention of an enemy combatant is unlawful?
Respectfully, Senator, when you are an attorney and you have clients who come to you, whether they pay or not, you represent their positions before the court.
Yes, that's called being a lawyer, Lindsey. Look at your law license. More from Lindsey Graham and the nominee, Play It for the People, Cut 47.
My judicial philosophy is to rule impartially and to rule consistent with the limitations on my authority as a judge. And so my methodology actually helps me to do that in every case.
So you wouldn't say that you're an activist judge?
I would not say that.
Okay.
More religion questions from Lindsey O'Graham. Cut 48, please.
You have a wonderful family. You should be proud, and your faith matters to you. What faith are you, by the way?
Senator, I am Protestant.
Non-denominational Protestant, just in case you wondered, Lindsey. Who's supporting you? Cut 49.
In your nomination, did you notice that people from the left were pretty much cheering you on?
A lot of people were cheering me on,
that's
Senator.
That's true.
Maybe it's her resume, Lindsey. Her impeccable qualifications for the court. One more, Lindsey Graham going at KBJ. Court packing, Cut 50.
Sitting Supreme Court justices have spoken on that matter. So I don't think it'd be inappropriate for you to do if other people
think it's grassly actually speaking
that it's a bad idea.
Well, respectfully, Senator, other nominees to the Supreme Court have responded as I will, which is that it is a policy question for Congress.
It is. Let's sneak in at least one more caller, 844-967-2789. It's my pal Wisco Paul, one of the lucky 13. Paul, how you doing?
Well, good afternoon, Cody. Whenever I see, or I should say on TV, I see Ted Cruz or Lindsey Graham, I mute the TV because their lips move, but they don't say nothing. And the other thing I want to make note of here is now that Mitch McConnell made it 50+1, I think it is, for Supreme Court justice to be confirmed. I don't really care what Cruz and Lindsey think anymore. They're just crybabies anyway. And as far as Cruz, I think he needs to take anger management after his airport blow up this week. So these people are not even relevant anymore, Cody, because you only need 50+1, so screw them.
Yeah.
Crybaby snowflakes. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Paul, here's something of interest. The Times of Northwest Indiana point out that their home state senator, Senator Mike Braun, told reporters in a conference call that he would support the Supreme Court overturning the 1967 Loving v. Virginia decision, which struck down bans of interracial marriage. So you wonder where Republicans are at in their head, Paul?
Wow.
He'd strike down, interracial marriage. According to his hometown paper, Braun initially limited his claim to the national right to abortion established by the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. He hopes the current, more conservative Supreme Court will overturn in the coming months when it rules on Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, reported Dan Carden. But when asked by the Times, Braun admitted there are many Supreme Court decisions he believes improperly established federal rights that would have been better handled on a state-by-state basis, including Loving v. Virginia that legalized interracial marriage, Griswold, Connecticut that established a right to privacy concerning contraceptive use. Here's his quote. We're better off having states manifest their points of view rather than homogenizing it across the country as Roe v. Wade did, said Braun. He added specifically he's fine with interracial couples getting married in one state only for another state to refuse to recognize their marriage. This should be something where the expression of individual states are able to weigh in on these issues through their own legislation, through their own court systems. Quit trying to put the federal government in charge, says the white man. Braun came under controversy last year for allegedly loaning his campaign millions of dollars from his auto parts business, which would be illegal. When caught, Braun blamed the whole thing on an accountant who he claims vanished and was unable to contact, although reporters figured out how to contact him in 3 minutes.
Wow.
So he is Senator Mike Braun, Republican from Indiana, and he thinks Loving v. Virginia should be overturned.
Hey, folks, I've said it before, but I need to say it again. If you're at a party and someone shows up wearing Nazi regalia and Nazi flags and nobody kicks that person out of the party, you're at a Nazi party.
You might be. The hoods and the burning cross in the front yard should have told you.
Normally, yeah. Wow.
Come back with us. Originalist. That's what they mean. Come back with us. The happy hour. My little buddy Dom joins the big show. We got Fancy Brian. We got Evan lightly screening your calls. 844-967-2789. You like that. That lightly screen thing. It's like lightly sugared.
Like lightly salted, like the peanuts.
I like my donuts like lightly powdered. Just lightly.
It's just easier on the fingers.
Come back. More devils. The happy hour starts right now.
I would really question somebody's judgment if they couldn't figure this out.